around the world in just 16 days.
This is Innovation Now, bringing you stories behind the ideas that shape our future.
In May, NASA launched a giant superpressure balloon from New Zealand. The massive balloon, roughly the size of a football stadium when fully inflated, floated high in the stratosphere, soaring at an altitude about 108,000 feet above Earth as it traveled eastward through the mid-latitudes of the southern hemisphere. The goal of NASA's balloon program is to develop long-duration flights that can float for weeks or even months at a time, carrying scientific instruments to the edge of space. 16 days after launch, the balloon completed its first full trip around the world and had met both its technology demonstration goals and the science objectives of the instruments carried on the flight. But the team was closely monitoring the health and performance of the balloon, suspecting that the system had a small leak. So 17 days, 13 hours, and 47 minutes into flight, the team safely terminated the mission, bringing the balloon back to Earth for a safe water landing, while charting the way for future missions aloft. For Innovation Now, I'm Jennifer Pulley.
Innovation Now is produced by the National Institute of Aerospace through collaboration with NASA and is distributed by WHRV. Visit us online at innovationnow.us.